Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1071. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. If you want to send in a question, come by oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call in your question by dialing 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And like I mentioned before, I'm now taking email questions. You can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Now I'm going to quote the wise Tyrion Lannister from the show Game of Thrones here. Quote, "A wise man once said that you should never believe a thing simply because you want to believe it," end quote. I feel like that quote sums up why I do these Q&A episodes. There are probably some myths, some nutrition or fitness or stress myths that you've heard about, and you're not sure who to believe at this point. Well, you can always send me a question, and I promise that I will look at the research and then provide an answer for you. And if you're wondering, well, what makes me qualified to do so, I have my Doctor of Public Health with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. So I hope I've encouraged you to send me a question. I love listening to and now reading your questions. It makes me super happy. And again, I just love doing these Friday Q&As. So with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My name is Lauren. And my question is about body fat percentage machines. Which one is the most accurate? And is there a way that I can find out where I can locate one to go get tested?
Hi, Lauren. Thank you so much for your question. Lucky for us, technological improvements have made the ability to test body fat very accessible. I should mention that I always encourage folks to get an idea of their body fat percentage. There are some very good reasons to know this information. This is because we can't always rely on body weight to accurately determine whether someone is truly at their ideal body weight. How much fat and muscle we carry are, of course, part of this equation, but so are our bones and organs and the amount of water we carry. But when we step on a standard scale, the scale doesn't know the difference between fat, muscle, our bones, and water weight. It just tells us how much we weigh, period. But if you're really active and participate in a lot of strength training, you may weigh more than what health professionals expect. So sometimes determining how much of a person's body weight is composed of fat specifically, as opposed to muscle, can be a more accurate measure of your weight status. Now, this whole process of understanding how much of your body is composed of water versus fat versus muscle is also known as body composition. There are lots of ways to measure body composition, but each has its pros and cons. They also range dramatically in their cost and availability. There's also different measurement errors that can happen. We also have to keep in mind that each body composition method has its own set of specific instructions, instructions that we need to follow carefully to be sure that the results are accurate. So, let's talk about some of the most common types of body composition tools and the pros and cons of each. First up, hydrostatic weighing. This is sometimes known as the dunk tank. That's because this process involves dunking the body underwater and measuring body weight while the body is submerged. So to do this, the person sits on a bench that's already submerged underwater. The bench is attached to a special dial that measures your weight underwater. So you climb into the water in your bathing suit, make yourself comfortable by sitting on the bench, and then, when you're ready, exhale as much air as possible. As you exhale, this is going to cause your body to sink into the water. Once you've exhaled as much air as possible, your weight is taken while you're still under the water. Then you come back up. Believe it or not, this is considered the gold standard when it comes to measuring body fat percentage. Ultimately, the person's weight on land is compared with their underwater weight. The entire process is based on the idea that fat causes us to float and lean tissue causes us to sink. The error rate of this method is give or take 1.5%. That means your body fat percentage after you do this test may be off by 1.5% in either direction. So let's say after this process, a person's body fat is determined to be 12%. This means their actual body fat percentage may range from 10.5% to 13.5%. So yes, there is some error involved. Now, based on the special equipment required for this procedure, you can imagine that this test is not readily available at your neighborhood gym. But many local colleges and universities have this equipment and will schedule the test for you for a small fee. Next, the BOD pod. The BOD pod is based on a similar concept to hydrostatic weighing. Instead of using water, the BOD pod uses air displacement to measure body composition. The gym I used to go to had one of these set up in the back corner. It kind of looks like one of those old photo booths. You know, the ones where you and your friends would insert 75 cents into the coin slot, cram into the booth, close the black curtain, and pose for 3 quick flash photos while making silly faces. Anywho, a BOD pod kind of looks like this, except it's shaped like a giant white egg. So the person being measured sits inside this small chamber that's shaped like an egg while computerized pressure sensors determine the amount of air displaced by the person. Now, the entire process is quick. It takes about 5 minutes. And because you don't need to hold your breath underwater, this process is not as intense as hydrostatic weighing. It's also pretty inexpensive. As I said, many gyms actually have BOD pods and will charge about $50 to run the test. But it's also not quite as accurate as hydrostatic weighing. Here, the BOD pod error rate is about 3%. So again, let's say someone's body fat percentage is 12%. This means that their real body fat percentage could be as low as 9% or as high as 15%. Now, the test that's probably least available is something called the Dual Energy X-ray Absorptiometry, or DEXA scan. Just like it says in the name, this procedure uses low-dose X-ray energy beams to measure fat mass, where on the body that fat is stored, and even bone density. The entire process takes about 15 minutes, but because this is a highly specialized machine, it's usually only available at medical or research facility. The cost of the test is about $300, and unfortunately, we don't know yet how accurate it is. The percent error rate is still being studied. So I would say at this point, don't worry about a DEXA scan. All right, I got two more to discuss. And these last two are the most readily available. They're also the least expensive, but most prone to error. One of these is referred to as biological impedance analysis, or BIA. Here, a low-level, very safe electrical current is passed through the body. The more electrical resistance detected by this little analyzer, the higher amount of body fat. This is because fat is considered to be a less efficient conductor of electrical current. Whereas in leaner individuals, electrical currents pass through with little resistance. When it comes to these machines, although they sound really fancy because they're sending electrical current through the body, they're actually readily available and really affordable. When I used to see patients and train clients, I would carry one of these BIA machines around. You can find lots of these for sale on Amazon, at Walmart, in sporting goods stores, pretty much anywhere. Now, to improve the accuracy of this test, it's important to follow the instructions that come with the machine. Each machine is a little different and they vary in size. Now, the error rate for many of these BIA tests range from plus or minus 4 to 6%. Okay, so again, let's say The BIA machine you're using says a person has a body fat percentage of 12%. Well, because of the error rate, their actual value may range from as low as 6% up to 18% body fat. So quite a big range there. Lastly, there are these things called skin fold calipers. These require no technology whatsoever. Sometimes this skin fold caliper procedure is called the pinch test. Have you ever pinched the fat around your hips or your belly with your fingers? Well, this procedure is basically that, but instead of performing this on yourself and using your fingers, it involves an experienced professional using special calipers, which kind of look like smaller kitchen tongs. So this trained professional measures the amount of fat around specific areas of the body by pinching the fat that's found directly under the skin, and then they, using those little tongs or calipers, pull it away from the muscle. Those special tongs or calipers then measure the thickness of the pinch. Once the professional has all of their measurements, they then plug them into a special equation to determine body fat percentage. This is considered a fairly accurate test when it's performed correctly. So finding a highly qualified and well-experienced person to perform this is really important to get the most accurate results. Now, the cost of this test is up to the individual performing it, so the cost can vary quite a bit, but most practitioners are pretty reasonable. If you have a well-trained practitioner administering this test, the error rate is give or take 3.5%. So if after this skin fold caliper test, a person's body fat is calculated to be 12%, their actual body fat may range from as low as 8.5% up to 15.5%. All right, Lauren, as you heard, there are quite a few options for measuring body composition. Now, it can get frustrating because of all these ranges of error, but if someone is looking for a definitive answer, it may be worthwhile to try two or more of the affordable methods and then compare the results. That should give you a pretty good idea of actual body fat percentage.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And thank you again for the question, Lauren. You'll be entered into a very small raffle on the first of every month to win a book, which is tomorrow if you can believe it. So if you want to be in the raffle, send in a question by tonight. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone or call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Oh, and email questions work just as well too. You can email a question to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your continued support. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.